Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, it all begins tonight. I don't know if America's going to be watching, but you've got Oklahoma City and Indianapolis playing, I know Indianapolis, in the NBA Finals, and it's two cities that really nobody pays attention to, nobody cares about, two good basketball teams. I think for the basketball fan, it's probably going to be good, but is this going to be an NBA Finals that America enjoys?
No. I mean, unless the NBA can crack the code, it's good to be on with you guys again. I love Adam Silver this week, who's like, well, if you guys had the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, you would be so excited if they were meeting in the Super Bowl. And I'm like, well, yeah, because they have national fan bases. Like the Indiana Pacers, who, listen, they're fun. I like watching the Pacers. And Oklahoma City, I'm biased. I like the Clippers. SGA is a former Clipper, so it'd be nice. But, you know, These events, as we all know, these events are for people that aren't like us. They're not sporty people. These are for people that are casuals that want to, like, they try to bring new customers into the store. I don't work for the NBA, and I have a show to do, and I'll talk about these games, and I'll watch them. I'll probably even enjoy some of them. But the question is, are people that aren't like us going to watch? And the answer is an overwhelming no. It's going to be a disaster. Dr. Pimple Popper is going to beat the NBA Finals in the ratings. It's going to be bad. It's going to be ugly. And they're going to change the rules, the NBA. They did this to accommodate the small markets. They're going to change back because eventually, I know they just got these new TV contracts with NBC and Amazon and all these people. Eventually, those are going to end. They're going to have to renegotiate. And that's where it becomes a problem. And they're already spinning it. They're like, well, you know, we don't go by old school TV ratings. Okay. Engagement online. Good luck making money on that.
Well, and also, too, I think we saw just in the Eastern versus Western Conference Finals the difference the Knicks make in all of this, right? And how big the New York market and that draw was because it was all the stuff outside of the basketball kind of stuff. And so you saw the big draw that the Knicks had, you know, on this team. And that's the difference that you get now in the NBA. Fans want parity. They claim they want parity. We've got parity as parity can be in the NBA Finals. And people are going to go, eh, I'm not just watching. It's not a big market team.
Yeah, because you're selling the story, and that's it. But it's just a simple math. It's like, this is really going to prove the point. Like Shaquille O'Neal, and I ranted on this on the overnight show, Shaq's like, well, it doesn't really matter if you're in a big market. It's all about social media. And, well, no, it does. It still matters. Like, listen, in the NFL, it's different because it doesn't matter in the NFL because you only play once a week. And, like, the Chiefs are a great example. The Chiefs, how many fans are everywhere I go? I was in Vancouver last weekend. I saw Mahomes jerseys in Vancouver. Like, why would there, you know, it makes those, but people love the Chiefs because they're a great team and they've had this great, you know, 10 years or whatever, almost 10 years where they've been wonderful. So, but that's different. It's not like that in basketball. It's not like that in baseball. So it's a different animal, and you just have more eyeballs. You have more ears in New York. Or it's obvious stuff. So it's just, it's the math. The math ain't mathing for Oklahoma City. And unless you're like in Tulsa or in Carmel, Indiana, it's not, it doesn't really translate.
I mean, I think the best part about this is at least you get Halliburton's father. I mean, surely he'll do something outrageous, right?
Oh, we'll be good for that, Dusty. Yeah, Halliburton's dad, and if that doesn't work out, like I'm trying to think, who's the big family member? Like OKC's, like they're like a high school. They remind me of like a traveling team. Like you'd see back, you know, high school kids traveling around, like the whole post game thing and all. I don't know. Is there a parent? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't think there's a parent. That it's really just Halliburton's dad, and I don't think there's any like celebrity women, right? There's no Taylor Swift dating one of these guys. Maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe there's some woman that I don't know is famous, who is famous, who's like hooking up with one of these guys that will be all over the tabloids. I don't think that's the case. Because you're right, Dusty. I mean, you're looking for angles. You're like, oh, there's got to be something. Look, the story within the story, the sidebar. I don't really see it. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't see it.
Will Tibbs be there, though? I mean, is there a chance he's coaching one of these teams, Ben Maller?
No, I think Tibbs is going to be in a bikini bottom in somewhere in the Dominican Republic on vacation, I think. Yeah. How about that? You're Knicks, Bob. Doing Tibbs dirty. Doing him dirty there. And my favorite part of that story, I don't know if you saw this, the parody social media account, the satire site, Sentel, reported that it was so outrageous. There's no way this will actually happen. We're going to send out that Tibbs is going to be fired. And then the next day, they actually fired him. You can't make this up. It's so ridiculous. It's so dumb. They were mocking the idea that you would get rid of this guy, and they actually did it. How perfect is that?
I don't know. I mean, that's the NBA, right? Like, all the stories happen behind the scenes, not actually on the court. I do want to shift you a question for you, Ben.
Yes.
Because we're going to do this a little bit later in the show. If you could erase anything in sports history, what would you erase?
Well, for me, it's something that I've held a grudge for, Dusty, for many, many years. The 2017 World Series, where the Astros were cheating. And I was at that World Series. I watched them, little celebration. I was there when they won Game 7. And I'm still bitter and broken. Rob Manfred ran interference. I would change that. Now, outside of that, how about Bo Jackson doesn't get hurt? What does Bo do the rest of his career? A healthy Bo Jackson, what would have happened? That's an old school take, by the way. That's an old school take. But Bo Jackson getting hurt, playing running back for the Raiders, if he had played another 6 or 7 years in the NFL, what would that have been like? That would have been something I would love to have seen.
I don't think that's an old school take, Dusty. I don't know if you think that's an old school take. I think that's going to be one of the biggest takes we discuss today. You know, when we get the text line involved and the fans involved, I guarantee you there's a lot of people that are on that same wavelength as you with Bo Jackson not getting hurt.
Yeah, no, I covered Bo a little bit at the end when when I got in, he was playing baseball only. He was playing for the California Angels, and he had a terrible, you know, the hip, he had like a limp. I watched him. I watched like Bo. I was in the Angels locker room. He walked around with a limp, but he'd go out there and hit home runs. It was wild. I was like, how's he doing this? He can't even like walk, and he'd go out there and play. But it's just amazing. And that was in my youth, watching him run the famous game at the Kingdome for the Raiders against the Seahawks and running into the tunnel and all that. I mean, that's his footprint, even all these years later, still. People romanticize how great Bo Jackson was.
No question. Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5, the Fan of Fox Sports Radio. And, you know, over the last couple of days, we had our biggest prospect years called up in Jack Caglione. And everybody was excited about it, except for some guy who ran the Marlins and the Nationals by the name of David Sampson. Douche! Who said it's like the worst decision that the Royals could ever make. And what I gather by that is that guy lets you behind the scenes. As dumb a take as it is, that's a real take that they wasted money bringing this kid up 10 days earlier, and it really shows you the mindset of baseball. And I think that's a terrible thing to have exposed. Everybody now knows the mindset of baseball. There's nothing important other than making a dollar in this game.
Yeah, and that ultimately is what I would say 90, heck, I'll go 100%. Even like the Dodgers, who spend all this money ultimately, it's about, you know, how much can we monetize? And I, listen, they're a business and all that stuff. Yeah, and he did, Sampson, who I interviewed him years ago when he was on the, well, he was with the Expos because his dad happened to own the team or whatever. But anyway, yeah, that I'm telling you, the Royals in the industry, all the Ivy League guys are probably goofing on the Royals. They're like, what are you doing? You just cost yourself a bunch of money, and this guy's going to be great, and he's going to go play for the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers, and you could have kept him an extra year and all that. Yeah, and this is something that I don't think happened when I was a kid. I don't know. Maybe it did, and we just didn't know about it. Like, I thought the teams were mom-and-pop shops mostly. They tried to win. They actually put the top product on the field. And now you do that, and it's like taboo. Like, what are you doing? It reminds me of the Major League jog, which I love. Bobby, like when they call somebody, teams will call, and this, I don't know if this happens anymore as much. I don't pay as much attention. But I was on the baseball beat around the Dodgers. They would call some guy up, some hotshot minor league player, and the guy would run out every ground ball and every fly ball, and he would then get taken aside, and they'd have the talk. You're making us all look bad. What are you doing? You're supposed to do the major league jog. And this was actually, I witnessed this multiple times where veteran players were telling the younger players, you're in the big leagues. You just settle down. Don't hustle on every play. And like, I thought, what are we doing? this why I've been 30 years. I still think about that when I see somebody hustle in a major league game. I'm like, well, that guy's going to get the talk. You know, someone's going to talk to him. He's making the other guys look bad. It's like, it's wild.
Well, luckily nobody said that to Bobby Witt Jr. As a Bo Jackson conversation from earlier, the newest Royal that Bob just mentioned, Jack Caglione, first Royal since Bo Jackson to play in the same, like, in less than a year than being drafted. So pretty special talent there.
Hey, good. Listen, how much fun would baseball be if the first round picks, because in basketball and football, these guys, boom, you put them on the field. Baseball, you know, you don't really pay attention to the draft, right? Because you draft a guy, like 3 or 4 years later, this guy will come to the major leagues. The Royals, you have the draft to improve the major league team. So why not put the guy, if the guy can play, they say he can play, we'll see how he does. And why not? And just the buzz, right? You guys are there. I'm not there. And I'm hearing about this guy. I'm hearing buzz that this guy's going to be the real deal. So if I'm hearing it, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, there with there's a little pep in your step, right? A little excitement. This guy's going to, you know, turn things around. The Royals are going to, the offense isn't that great. He's going to push them to a higher level in the video game. So that's great.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, you could just feel the buzz in the first game he was there. I mean, this team had just gotten their teeth kicked in for a while. It was kind of boring. There wasn't a lot of buzz in town. This kid got called up, a 180. The organization did an unbelievable job of reading the room and understanding what the team and the town and the fan base truly needed at this point in time.
Yeah, and as far as the argument, to go back to what we were saying earlier with David Sampson, the baseball industry is like, oh, man, you shouldn't be doing this. That is such a loser's mentality. Every year there is a draft. You can draft another guy next year and the year after that. So who cares? You live for the moment, right? You do it right now and everything will work itself out. And it's just that loser Ivy League mindset where you have to look at the spreadsheet and all that. And I'm like, no, you don't. Sometimes you just have to live your life because you don't know how long you got. You might as well enjoy it.
That's exactly right. Ben, don't let the nerds from Harvard take over your life. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
They won't talk to me, so I think I'm okay. Thanks, guys.
It's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Talking a little bit about the Royals and doing their thing. And you'd mentioned to me, Dusty, that the Red Sox may bring up their top prospect now. You said maybe they're using Jack Caglione as a little bit of a litmus test right now.
Yeah, we'll see. They have the top prospect in baseball. Well, according to some. But we'll see if he gets the call as well. So it's interesting to see what the Royals do today. We get a double dip of Jack because the game was banged yesterday, and now they'll have two today, 12:45 and 6:45.
So, and I did see somebody say on Twitter, why don't they just play the games traditionally back-to-back like that? Because tonight's game was originally scheduled at 10 after 6 or 6:30, whenever that second game is going to take place. And so when you have that game originally scheduled, you're not going to move that one up. Now, why start it at 12:45 and not play a 3 and a 6 or something like that? I get that side of the thing, you know, as well. But this is going to be a game that was already scheduled. The one that was rained out is the one that they're moving to 12:45 today. So for a lot of people wondering, why don't they just play back-to-back and move on with the day? Now they already had that game scheduled. I'm sure people had tickets, you know, the 17 that aren't showing up as empty seats in St. Louis.
Roman Anthony is the name that you were looking for, who is the one of, if not the top prospect in baseball for the Boston Red Sox. Mac, do the thing.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Talking top prospects, how about the Royals' top prospect getting his second start today? And the first start on defense, we'll see him. And Jack Caglione going to play some right field today. One word on Cag specifically in right field.
Future. We've been looking for a left-handed, or not left-handed, I should say, but a power-hitting corner outfielder since ever. In this city, right?
Juan Gonzalez.
That's right. I mean, we've tried and tried and tried to get that power-hitting corner outfielder. We may have that. So I'm saying future for him, because if he can be that guy, that's that power-hitting corner outfielder that we've lacked, like we were lacking speed wide receivers till we found Tyreek Hill, let's go, man. Give us the guy that we finally have coveted.
I'm eager, because you made a good point, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. You said, I know the power's there, but I want to see if the defense is there. Because I think we did a start bench cut with Caglione's stat lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eager to see how he covers that area, because he looked like he scooted pretty well down the base path whenever he hit that ball to Nolan Arenado. Hit it fast, and he was moving.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously still young, 22, 6'5", big strides. Put that out there in right field, and by God, let it look like Aaron Judge, and I'll be there. I'll be there where you were at OTAs yesterday. So I'm eager to see how his defense looks and what Rusty Kuntz really has, because you might have a defensive specialist in Rusty Kuntz like you have in Steve Spagnuolo.
Okay, now I'll really get you going with this. One word on Caglione on offense today in these two games.
Hopeful. Hopefully he gets that first hit, because if he doesn't, then it turns into pressing and all this kind of stuff that you don't want a rookie dealing with. So I'm hopeful today that he gets that first hit and everybody can move on and get that sigh of relief. Mm, there's a couple of things you need to check off when you make your big league debut. You got the butterflies out of the way, the waving to the crowd, all that kind of stuff. Now you got to get that first hit out of the way. And the longer it takes, the more pressing there's going to be. It's human nature, right?
I'll see your get me there and raise you there. Yardsky. The kid's going yard one of these two games. It's just going to happen. He's hitting the ball. He's squaring it up. He did it in his first game where all the butterflies are there. All the pressure is there. You'd think that some people will melt in that situation. He almost laced a home run in his first at bat. He hit two of the hardest balls in baseball that night, two of the hardest hit balls in the game. He's seeing the ball very well, no matter what level it's at. The production in the stat line wasn't there, as he was an 0-for-5, but it was an impressive 0-for-5 because he didn't strike out three times. He didn't pop up to the pitcher. He grounded out hard. He flew out hard. He's seeing the ball. The kid's going yard today at some point, whether it's in 12:45 slot or 6:45. Mark it, book it, take it.
I know that I'm hard.
Yes, sir.
Smash.
Love it. All right, well, on a broader sense, this Royals team, we know they've struggled, obviously, though, a couple nights ago. 10 runs, whether or not that was because of Cags, we'll find out as time goes on. One word on the Royals doubleheader tonight as they continue this I-70 series.
Opportunity. Opportunity to beat a team that is your rival, in-state rival, if you will. An opportunity to beat a team that's not a great team, but a good team. Get some street cred with those wins in St. Louis. So today is an opportunity. And then you have the White Sox after that for three on the road or whatever it is. And then you come home for the Yankees. And so this is an opportunity for the Royals to take care of business and start stacking some wins.
Yeah, today could be a heater. Today could start a heater, because we've seen Bobby Witt kind of come alive the last two games he's played. And at least last three games he's played, he's had two home runs in three games. Hit one on that Saturday, or I guess he hit one on Friday night, hit one on Tuesday. So in the last week that he's played, he's hit two home runs. The power numbers have been down. Bobby Witt Jr. is moving the needle a little bit more now in this last week. Pasquantino has continued to hit. Salvador Perez looks like he's starting to find the ball a little bit better with the eye. You add in Jack Caglione. If you can sweep this doubleheader, I know that's a big ask, If you can sweep this doubleheader, you're looking at six straight to start the month of June.
That's a hell of a run. That's what you need.
And then you bring the Yankees in town on Tuesday for the home debut for Jack Caglione. Plus, you come off a six-game winning streak. Plus, you've got him in the crowd. Plus, you have the Yankees. Could be a fun little 30-day series there in the middle of the week in Kansas City, because you will sweep the White Sox. There's no doubt in my mind about that. The only other thing is can you take at least one of these two against the Cardinals, win that series, sweep the next series, and then show the Yankees that you still have a bad taste in your mouth the last time they were at Kauffman Stadium?
You mentioned the White Sox, right? Mm-hmm. They're 41-game winners last year. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what the Rockies have already done this year?
Mm-hmm.
Or not the Rockies, the Tigers. They already have 41 wins this year. So on June 4th, the Tigers got their 41st win. The White Sox won 41 of last year. That's perspective, my friend.
Damn. That's insane. Over to the gridiron, your boy was at OTAs yesterday. Cole Kmet was in attendance, retired as a Chief, had one last punt. Dave Tobe had some pretty good stories about him. But I'm getting there.
Oh.
But this was me, your boy, earlier on Dave Tobe. One word on this. Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tobe.
Tobe. Hysterical. Love it. Self-deprecating. Yeah. It's good. Make a mistake. Own it. Eat it up. Love it. Make fun of yourself.
Absolutely.
Don't take yourself too seriously. No. Outstanding. That's my word, outstanding.
Drop.
Yeah.
Just, it's in the archives now with Jerry Jones, the I know that I'm hard, yes. Field in my plums. I haven't swiped right. I've been getting pounded. You're just adding to the resume. The more you have, the better, right? It's like receivers for Mahomes. You got options, baby. You can go left. You can go right. You can go deep. You can go. Yeah. You can check down. Now you got Dave Tobe.
Whatever.
Nobody knows how to say his name. It's like Perez. That's how the Cardinals broadcast
said it. Oh, my God. The
it.
Perez stuff Perez. Drives me nuts.
Oh, well, then you would have hated the broadcast driving home from St. Louis.
I listened to – who was I listening to a couple of weeks ago that the Royals were playing, and it was Perez. Mm-hmm. It's Perez.
Come on.
It's not P-E-A-R.
It's also not Caglione.
Has somebody said that?
Oh, it's a mix. It's coming.
Tub of Dave from the 816. Okay, one word on
Tube of Dave.
One word of Dave Tobe talking about Dustin Colquitt's funny stories that he used to pull off.
Dustin
he used to mess with Schaefer and the guys that check the rooms, you know, at night. So three of them was suck up him and I can't remember who else, but they all stripped down naked in the room. And they laid their beds out, and they're all laying in there naked, watching Brokeback Mountain real loud. So when the guy comes in to check, I mean, that's what was going on. But that's clean, yeah. You know. So, but that was him. He was funny, and miss him. Great guy.
Well, okay.
It was a nice day for him to come back. And
Dave, there are certain stories you can't tell, buddy. And I think that one falls on the list. That's one for the book. Come on, Dave. I love it. I love it.
Hell.
Everyone was like, whoa, when he said that. It was awesome.
I mean, my goodness.
They were laying naked watching Brokeback Mountain, the man said. Let me tell you the story about Dustin Colquitt.
Yeah.
All right, which one are you going to tell? I got this one. Oh, how about the one where they were all naked watching a movie? Let me roll that one out there.
Somebody says it must be a thing with Dusties. Okay.
There it is.
I mean, it's just so Dave Tobe. It's so good.
It was awesome. It was so good, man.
I love it. Like, yes. More of that, please.
Absolutely.
More of that, please. I need more of that.
You want more of this? 816, the way they're pronouncing Perez is the authentic Spanish pronunciation. And is Dan Kilgore going to play?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.